Rook followed the same well-beaten path through the woods they'd followed a few times before. One they knew was free of booby traps. Or at least it had been, the last two times he and Easy hoofed it up the mountain and searched for shade. They'd hit the edge of the main clearing, then the two of them would branch off and begin their search for their missing brother. Rook hoped, like fuck, he didn't stumble over the man's body in the dark. That would freak him the fuck out. He would have skipped going up Hillbilly Hill tonight because he was horny as all fuck and would have rather gotten laid instead of trudging through fucking woods filled with a dangerous and crazy cult. But fuck no. Instead of sweating over some wet snatch, he was sweating as he tromped over wet leaves and uneven terrain in boots definitely not made for hiking. They were made for riding his sled, or kicking in someone's teeth, or stomping on someone's fingers because they needed to be broken and the asshole needed a lesson. Yeah, not made for flitting through the fucking woods like a forest fairy. But Shade was not only their club brother, he'd gotten really close with Easy, who was now more like his blood brother. And of fucking course, that was what family did. Had each other's backs. Or at least real family did. Not sperm donors and cum dumpsters. Those didn't count as real family. He muffled his frustrated sigh. They were as quiet as possible whenever they came up here to search. The plan was, if they crossed any Shirleys old enough to grow hair on their balls, they'd take them out if the opportunity was right. But right now, their main goal was to find Shade. The man had been on the clan plan by himself and already gotten beat to fuck by one of the inbred hillbillies and had to take 2 weeks off to recover. However, the moment Shade was allowed back on his feet, he ghosted. Judge had pinged the tracking app on Shade's cell phone several times, but the thing had been turned off or destroyed. It was too weird the man just upped and disappeared without a fucking trace. Judge and Tripp didn't want to give up looking for their brother until they either found him, dead or alive, or they at least heard from him. From what Shade last told the press and sergeant-at-arms, only about 8 Shirley males remained breathing. Well, now 7 since Easy took out one on their last trip up. Maybe since they were running out of Shirley males, they trapped Shade and was using him for breeding like they'd done with Autumn. It was a desperate way to bring in fresh blood since the Shirley bloodline was so damn incestuous that their family tree looked like a twig. Rook cringed at the thought of having to fuck Shirley Snatch. He'd rather have his nuts cut off. He could lose his fucking nuts if he didn't pay attention and triggered one of their booby traps. He hated this fucking mountain, and hated the Guardians of fucking Freedom, the stupid name of the Shirley so-called sovereign stupid-ass nation. Rook bit back a snort. A cult. That was what they were, no more, no less. The Shirleys reminded him of the followers of Jim Jones or David Koresh, or a hillbilly militia. From the info Judge passed on to him and Easy once Shade went missing, the younger brother thought they might start bringing in more males from other locations like the Ohio clan, and then take on the Fury. War. That was what Shade had thought, that the uncle brothers were preparing for war. The hair on the back of Rook's neck spiked at the possibility. The Fury had been destroyed once, they would not let it happen again. If the hillbilly goat fuckers wanted war, then the Fury would give them one. Only, Tripp wanted to avoid that shit at all costs. Not only because their brothers were creating families with women and children, but because it would cause issues for the MC with law enforcement, most likely of the federal, state, and local kind, or all of the above. No one in his brotherhood wanted to be in their sights. No one in his brotherhood wanted to do any more time in the joint, either. Rook especially. Been there, done that, though he didn't have the prison tats to prove it. But he did come away with some valuable and invaluable lessons and experiences, some he never wanted to learn or try again. About 15 minutes prior, he'd gotten a text from Easy saying he was heading in a different direction back to the Honda. Rook had to assume Easy hadn't found shit either, and that wasn't good. They still had no fucking clue what happened to Shade. On their first trip up, they tried to check a lot of the buildings. Now they were checking the surrounding woods. But they were only staying for short stretches of time when they went up. The longer they stayed on the mountain, the higher the chances they'd get caught, injured, or killed. One missing Fury member was already one too many. He slipped in some mud and leaves, barely catching himself before almost landing on his ass. He hated this fucking mountain. He finally saw the spot where he'd parked the Honda sedan he'd borrowed from the garage, without Dutch knowing.